Alaska's U.S. senators are continuing to warn the state that letting the Coastal Zone Management Program die could have dire consequences. The program gives Alaska a say in offshore leasing and other federal actions related to the state's coastlines. It's set to expire at the end of the month. The state legislature failed to approve extending the program and hit a stalemate with the Parnell administration over how to move forward. Senator Mark Begich is the most outspoken of Alaska's congressional delegation and isn't hiding his disgust that time is dwindling. He's calling on Governor Sean Parnell to come up with a solution as the state's executive.
You know, the governor participated, then he backed off. And it's like, okay, just step up, say you'll extend it for a year or two, whatever you have to do, then continue to work with the communities to solve this problem.
Parnell has placed the blame with the state Senate, saying its members didn't accept the deal brokered with the House and the governor's office. But Begich says there should be a way to temporarily extend the program while disputes over local control and influence are worked out. He warns if the program dies, the federal government will make decisions without the state at the table. Senator Lisa Murkowski says all infrastructure projects that could help develop more oil and gas could be at risk. She says losing the program will cede power to the feds, which in her book is a bad move for Alaska.
This is something that would be best if we could avoid it. In addition to kind of the process that would be required, you're also in a situation where the state will lose out on federal dollars that come to them annually. There has been the issue of, well, what impact will loss of this program have on our ability to advance any activity offshore? And that is a legitimate concern.
If the Coastal Zone Management Program dies at the end of June, federal officials say it will probably take 2 to 3 years to get the program back up and running because of the federal approval process.